This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Happy Friday to you. Good Friday morning. If you ever tuned in here at 7 in the morning, maybe it's lunchtime and it's 11:45. You've tuned in on WWBC. Maybe it's on your way home at 8:45 p.m. You are listening to WGOD Radio. I'm grateful you've taken the time to have us tuned in here today and to follow along with us. Prior to getting started, we're going to get started on a new sermon here on this Friday. I would like to invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend, and I do invite you. My sermon is tied in with Holy Communion, which we are partaking of this week. My sermon is entitled Holy Communion, the Right Way, and speaks for itself, the title. That's what we're going to be looking at, and that is there is a proper way to partake of Holy Communion. That's what we're doing Sunday morning at 10:30. You are invited. We're having a little barbecue, too, at 4:30 in the afternoon, and then a service to follow on Sunday night, and we're going to look a little more at this age of accountability and what in the world God is going to do with children that sin. And that's what we're looking at Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. But prior to that, a cookout there at the church. We have some ribs and hot dogs and hamburgers. That's at 4:30 in the afternoon. Love to see you. You're invited out to that 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday at 4:30, the service at 6. The Sunday morning service, again, is at 10:30 Sunday morning, Holy Communion, the Right Way. And now here today is part one. This will air for 3 days of the sermon, You Will Know Them by Their Speech.
You know, I believe it's time to restate my ministry here and what I do and what I set out to do, lest we forget and lest others be confused. My ministry, to put in the simplest of terms, is to make spiritual giants out of you. That's what I do. That's what I try to do, lest we forget. My ministry is to the saints, to build them up, to build you up in your most holy faith, to give you everything you need to be obedient to Romans 12:11, which says, be fervent in spirit. My ministry is not focused on the lost or on the seekers, though I am concerned for the lost and those that are seeking truth, which is why we talk about the cross every week here at Island, why I give altar calls when I know everybody here, because I am concerned for the lost and those that are seeking. Other churches and missionaries or missions have as their focus reaching the lost and the seekers, and in the process, they penalize the seasoned believer, as I look at it. Speaking about church, in case you didn't know or had forgotten, the church house is for the believers, not for unbelievers. Should I say that again? The church house is for believers, not for unbelievers. Don't ever forget that. The church is the home for those who call themselves Christ followers. This is where you get supercharged. This is the place for you to go to be transformed into spiritual giants. The church is not a home for unbelievers, though it's my prayer that someday, if you were an unbeliever, you too would consider this home, our home, the house of God. My mission here is not to fill up the church that I've been appointed as shepherd with tares for the simple reason of numbers and church growth. This church, as long as I am the pastor here, will not be set up to appeal to unbelievers and make them feel at home. Now, you might not agree with this, but here it goes. You're not supposed to feel at home here. You're supposed to feel like you're a church here. You're supposed to feel like you've entered into the presence of God here. Now, if your home feels like that, then I apologize to you, and I take that back. Though we strive to make our homes like that, if you come and visit our home, I hope you'd feel the presence of God there. But this is God's house. It's not supposed to be turned into a place where unbelievers feel at home. You can go to Hooters to do that. Not here in this house. This is God's house. You're supposed to feel like you've entered into the presence of God. The church is different. It's supposed to be different. And I won't water down the incredible deep things of our awesome God in order to attract tares into this building. Because as for me, the captain, I go down with the ship. And this ship is this book right here. This is where I stand and where I always will stand. I just want everyone to know that. Please remember, I love and I want to reach all those that are seeking, but I refuse to change the church to appease unbelievers because this is God's house. I want unbelievers to change. We're not going to change this place. I will not chuck morsels to mice here. This church and its members feast on porterhouse steaks here. Am I right, Don? Deep truths out of the Word of God. Now, I don't direct that toward anyone here. I just want everyone to remember why we're here and what we do. Sometimes a penalty is paid when you make that your aim and when you preach the whole counsel of God. Ask Jesus, whose ministry was 3.5 years. He fed 40,000 people when you count women and children. And all there was 120 of them in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. This message is not very popular, but I want everyone to know I'm not going to change the message that I preach to you. There's a price to pay for it sometimes. But what comes out of this pulpit's not ever going to change. Please don't read me the wrong way. I believe we do need to do things to help get people here and update some things, but change what comes out of the pulpit is never one of them. Now, we're in the book of James. I've entitled this message, "You Will Know Them by Their Speech." Of course, a play on words. From what the Lord Jesus said, "You will know them by their fruit. You will know them by their speech." We continue our study through the book of James. It's been quite a trek here in this awesome New Testament book of Proverbs, has it not? Last week we left off with James's warning to all teachers, young and old. "Let not many of us become teachers, because we will receive a greater or a stricter judgment." It should be no surprise that Satan has infiltrated the education system in this country. All wisdom and knowledge begins with fearing the Lord. Proverbs 1:7, Proverbs 9:10. Take that away and what do you have? A class full of agnostics. True agnostics. Now today, James is going to talk about the evils of the tongue and our speech and how capable we are of totally destroying someone with the words that come out of our mouth. Let's pick it up James chapter 3, starting in verse 2. I'm going to be both out of the King James and the New King James. James chapter 3, verse 2. First, let me read it out of the New King James. For we all stumble in many things. It says, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Now, the King James I have on the handout. For in many things we offend. That's the Greek word scandalon. The King James and the New King James usually translate it offend. The word means to cause to stumble. Kind of like offend here. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man and able to bridle the whole body. Fascinating, isn't it? If you're able to keep yourself from offending with your mouth, that is your speech, then you'll be able to bridle or control your whole body. Guard your mouth and what you say, you can control your whole body. Greek word here, kilanagogeo, only place it's used in the whole Bible. For bridle, it means to lead, to direct, to govern, to restrain by a bridle. If anyone does not offend in his words, he's a perfect man, or mature, or complete, and is able to bridle his whole body. Wow, James is saying that our speech is responsible for just about everything. And if we can get that right, our speech. One more time, again, from the top of verse 2. For we all offend in many things. If anyone does not offend in word, he's a perfect man. Meaning, look, we get a lot of things wrong, but if we can get just this victory, we'll be all right. And this victory, control over our tongue and what we say, will give us complete victory. Now, building on the notion of bridle, James continues. Verse 3 starts with the word indeed, or behold. We put bits in horses' mouths so that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Next illustration, ships. Look at the ships. Although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Spirit of God that raised Christ.